Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
That is the cutest little dog ever. She can't hear us anymore. And it's not because... So when we moved... This is Emily Kleen from South Suburban Humane Society. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
You know, that is... What was that, like a 3-pound dog?
Oh, yeah. Not any more than that, for sure.
In a little pink outfit?
Mm-hmm. That's a way to start the show.
Yeah, I know. But I was going to take a picture, but now she's... Poof, she's gone. The person walking the dog couldn't even hear me, or wouldn't, because she's on her phone. That's how you know that summer is really coming. You see people even this early in the morning on Michigan Avenue. We see you in the studio.
I'm here.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So we are, I think, 3-0 with you on the morning show with Steve Cochran, Adopting mm-hmm. Out Dogs. And we just had a shelter in last week. And yes, I just received word this morning that we adopted out
great.
That dog. Yeah. But the thing about South Suburban Humane Society, it's great that we adopt these dogs on the radio, but you still have more and more and more, and cats, of
mm-hmm.
course, as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in a tough situation right now, like a lot of shelters across Chicago. We have been so full on medium and larger sized dogs, lots and lots of strays. Chicago Animal Care and Control is going through the same thing.
Yeah.
They have been packed to the brim.
Why? Why do you think it is?
I don't know, and I'm really concerned about it, Steve, because it's not even summer yet. You know,
yeah.
We're not even into warmer weather yet.
You know, I just came back, as I alluded to, with Mr. Schwanny from Boston,
mm-hmm.
and they say that they certainly have dogs to adopt out and cats to adopt out, but more than other facilities in Chicago, they actually need to bring in animals, in some cases, from other cities in the South, where they bring in dogs to adopt, which is nice enough, you know,
mm-hmm.
so they still can find dogs' homes, and sometimes even other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And in Chicago, we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors, just quickly. One is that we don't have a larger county facility, so all of our independent organizations and Chicago are really suffering from having no larger intake facility. And I think the second thing is we're not working together in Chicago. Organizations are not effectively working together to address spay-neuter, to address owner surrender prevention, and those key metrics that probably Boston and the East Coast have figured out.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to do. And it's going to take money, but it's also going to take people cooperating at the table to say this is a larger good that we're all fighting for.
So you mean a public official who says you have to be no-kill without providing resources, without providing a definition even for what that means, can't do it just by snapping his fingers, huh?
No, or by slandering the animal care and control on social media.
That's exactly right. It's confusing, you know, and I guess it's typical of Chicago to have infighting like that, but it doesn't move anything forward.
That's right. That's right. And we have to keep our eye on the prize, which is saving lives. That's always going to be the prize, and we can't get there unless we do work together. There's some things happening right now. There's some coalitions forming, and I have more hope right now than I've had.
Good.
But it doesn't stop the fact that we're all over full. Chicago Animal Care and Control is waiving fees until the end of April because they're so full. We've had a $5 special all this weekend. It continues today.
Really?
You want to come on down to the shelter.
Well, where's the shelter at? Maybe people will want to come down.
Maybe they will. It's a lovely day. It's 1103 West End Avenue in Chicago Heights. Just take the Dan Ryan down, put it in your GPS, and you'll get right there. 40 minutes tops with no traffic.
Well, and if you're on the south end of the city or in the south suburbs, less than that,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, I mean, absolutely.
It could be right next to where you live.
You can check out our website, southsuburbanhumane.org, and see all the dogs that you have available.
And North Shore Animal League America is having a special life saving tour, and you're a part of the tour. You're going on tour.
We are.
Except sort of they're coming to you.
Right. Yeah, I think it's really great. North Shore Animal League of America uses their national resources and marketing abilities to help shelters across the country during this tour for life. So instead of them bringing their pets out of the shelter to get adopted in our communities, they partner with local shelters to do these adoptions. So their big, giant adoption tour bus is rolling into Chicago Heights next Sunday, April 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're loading it up with our adoptables and taking them to the PetSmart in Tinley Park from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're looking for an adoptable pet, we're going to have puppies, adult dogs, cats, kittens. Come on out to Tinley Park next Sunday, a week from today, and you'll find your best friend.
All right, so that's next Sunday from noon to 5.
Noon to 5.
Uh-huh, and that's on 191st Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the PetSmart there. And they're hitting like 50 cities, 37 states, 20,000 miles over this course of this tour, North Shore Animal League America. But, of course, you cannot do this tour, North Shore Animal League America, unless you hit Chicago and you are the chosen one.
That's right. We were a little crazy because that same weekend, which I know we're going to talk about, our gala is the night before.
Yes.
But when they made the call and invited us to join in, it was something we couldn't pass up.
Well, how could you say no? Yeah, because you've got all these animals. So why do you think it is that, I mean, we talked about this a little bit, but I want to better understand, and I guess I'm asking a question you may not know an answer to. By the way, our telephone number, I should have said this, 312-981-7200. You can call. You can text as well. 312-981-7200. One text that we have now, Steve. I don't know why people dump their pets and don't consider them family members. And here's the confusion. Thank you. That leads into my question perfectly. Mm-hmm. Here is the confusion. Depending on the poll that you read, it's 85%, 95% of the people that have a pet. And incidentally, more pets than children in America.
Mm-hmm.
So this enormous number of people who have a pet do consider their pets family members, or at least so they say. And then, for whatever the reason, they end up giving up their animal.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is they're giving up their animal to a shelter, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is, why so many?
Yeah, I think that there's a small number in there, a small percentage of just jerks, right? There are people who don't understand the bond that a pet is in your family, and they don't care about giving it up. But I think the vast majority, we don't have safety and resource nets in our communities for people and their pets.
So if the public officials could do something, for example, people who, well, a couple things. First of all, we need to have more ability in the Chicago area to have renters have pets where they live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The number one reason that people give for surrendering a pet is moving, and they can't find a pet-friendly apartment. So we have to work on that collectively. The second thing is the cost of veterinary care. You and I have talked about this many times before. And veterinarians have to make money, and many of them don't make a lot of money.
Well, that's the thing. It's complicated. I don't know the answer to that, because veterinary care is actually inexpensive. So compare that to our human health care.
Right.
There is no comparison. So on the human side, for, let's say, a cancer surgery of some kind, and sadly, we all know someone who's had that, right? Mm-hmm. And they're in the hospital, let's say, though, even a week. And they get treatment, they begin a chemotherapy regimen, and they're given maybe another drug or two, they're given tissue to blow their nose, because that costs a lot of money at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
right?
Every little charge.
They get a headache, they're given an aspirin, that costs $50, right? So they stay in the hospital for a week. We are talking $500,000 or more, mm-hmm. likely more, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
For a pet, same drug, same expertise, I would argue, to do the surgery, because, and that's not a bad example, because dogs and often cats get the same cancers as we do, unfortunately. So, same technical expertise, in my opinion. Same drugs, literally, very often. I mean, literally, it's the same drug. Same type of surgery. And have you ever heard of a pet cost? It's not $500,000 for our pets.
No,
it's
never.
A few thousand dollars. Now, if you don't have a few thousand dollars, it's still a lot of money. I understand that. Having said that, it's also a relative bargain, I think.
It's true. And there's a lot of preventative care that folks aren't getting either.
True enough,
that
yes.
That could prevent a lot of those more expensive procedures. But, you know, even still, take a look at a family that, you know, has two kids and a dog, and the dog needs some sort of procedure. Let's even say it's a couple $100, but they don't have that money to put food on their table. What's the choice are they going to make? And I know that it's, you know, it's hard for some people to wrap their mind around, but we have to find ways to support people that are in that situation instead of judging them. And so if we can come together as a community to say pets are an important part of families, they're an important part of our communities, they help us raise healthy children, and they need to be a priority. If we could do that, then we wouldn't have the situation that we're having in our shelters today.
So proud to have you in Chicago.
Thank you.
Well stated. I mean, I couldn't put it any better at all. It is 6:47 on WGN Radio. What is the most popular thing online, do you think? No, you can't say that on the radio, Emily. It is that, but we can't say that. But the second most popular thing?
Kittens.
Yeah, and cats. Cat videos. And there's a cat film festival, and a dog film festival, actually, coming to Chicago. We will talk about that, and in fact, the Cat Film Festival will benefit the Wynn Feline Foundation.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. But first, I do want to talk about pets being family. They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're there 24/7. I mean, that's the whole idea. And I don't know why the law says that when things happen, they happen in the middle of the night. But they sometimes do, or on weekends or on holidays. Or you need emergency care that, frankly, is beyond what your veterinarian can do. As good as your veterinarian is, your veterinarian may not, for example, have the expertise or equipment that MedVet Chicago has. And they have specialists. In neurology, ophthalmology, dentistry, I'm just rattling off a few, and there's an entire cancer and rehab facility right there. MedVetForPets.com. Call 773-281-7110. Well, it's called the New York Cat Film Festival, the New York Dog Film Festival, at the Patio Theater, April 28th and 29th. So, Emily from South Suburban Humane Society, on the 28th, what they're doing is they're showing cat movies. Woo, yeah!
Very cool.
Yes, it is. And some of the names of the cat movies are, like, crazy. So that, again, is at the Patio Theater. That's West on Irving Park Road, 6008 West Irving Park Road. I'll have more information on this on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. But some of the titles are Nobody Owns a Cat. True
yeah,
enough.
Sure.
I know. Little Works of Art is another. And this all begins at noon. That is a week from yesterday, Saturday the 28th. At the Patio Theater. It's $10 admission, and the money goes to pay for the theater, but the money goes to also the Wynn Feline Foundation. And if you love cats, I know you're very familiar with Wynn. For 50 years, the Wynn Feline Foundation has been funding cat health studies and cat research. Now, on Sunday, that's time to let the dogs out. And at noon, also at the Patio Theater, and dogs can come.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's very cool.
Yeah, and that's a week from today. And some of the movies listed, I don't have them all memorized here. Let me look. For the Love of a Dog. Mm. I think I've heard about that, actually. My Trail Dog, Denali Biscuit, A Man and His Dog, The Mystery of the Arctic Cairn.
Hmm.
Ooh, sounds like a mystery novel.
Yes.
So that is a week from Sunday, or a week from today. It's a week from today. It's on the 28th and 29th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. It's at the Patio Theater. I'll have detailed information on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. Again, on Saturday, proceeds go to the Wynn Feline Foundation. On Sunday, they go to One Tail at a Time, a Chicago animal shelter that does great, Great
Absolutely.
Work. Yeah. Now, you have a big gala coming up, the 29th annual Spotlight. Spotlight. So there'll be Klieg lights out there, and it'll be like a Hollywood, like a red carpet with plastic bags, of course, in
yes.
your case. And there will be like reporters standing there with microphones.
Well,
none of that.
I'm not sure about the reporters, but no. the red carpet, you know, that
maybe
that
okay.
we can make happen.
Okay. And when is this?
It is next Saturday, April 28th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Matteson.
No. It's called the Howliday Inn for the night of the event.
Very good.
Thank you.
So it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's super fun. It's not like a regular stuffy gala because there's dogs there. And if we have a cat that can tolerate it, but so we a big part of it is a pet fashion show, which is the highlight of the evening usually, and
I am emceeing.
You are the MC of the pet fashion show.
My career will never be the same. Can I put that on my resume?
I hope that you do.
Yeah, of course. How can I not?
Come on now. And we're also really proud to give you our Community Partner Award for all of the work that you've done in Chicago promoting pets, but especially the canine influenza and really the pioneer work that you did to get the word out there.
Thank you. It's actually the second award I will have gotten for an infectious disease.
That should go on your resume.
Yeah, I know. But more importantly, it's not about me. It's about raising money for a facility that doesn't get enough attention on the South Side. And I will tell you, without South Suburban Humane Society and without the complex issues that are going on now, which are making things even more concerning in Chicago. We were talking about the Chicago issues. Come on, Animal Welfare League of Chicago, we need you. We need you, though, to do it right. And when they don't, that puts more pressure on the other shelters surrounding them, and you're it to some degree. You know, you're it. There aren't like 40 shelters within a block there. You're it.
We are. And so since January, you know, when you started talking about
yep.
all the issues in animal welfare.
And I'm not going to stop talking about it.
I mean, we have been so overfilled that we have dogs in offices, just in every square inch of the shelter. And our commitment is to save all of those lives, but we can't do it without increased resources. And so the gala is more important than ever for our fundraising.
Yeah, and it is your biggest benefit of the year.
It is.
Yeah.
There are still tickets available, so if people still want to join us, southsuburbanhumane.org/gala, you can get a ticket for $75 and join us. It's a great meal, and then lots of fun with pet lovers all through the night.
And did you say food?
There's food, yes.
I'll be there.
Good, I have you down.
Yes. Yeah, and I will be. I'd love to say hello to you. And the thing is that, again, and I can't stress this enough, I mean, I attend when I'm asked, I attend all these other events, but sometimes they're in the city or they're on the north side or north suburbs. The south suburbs don't get enough attention, yet I would argue need more help for a variety of different reasons, some we touched on. The other thing that's going on is Parvo, which continues. And some of it is socioeconomic as well, I believe, Emily.
Absolutely. I just had a conversation the other day with a gentleman who came in crying because he had bought a puppy off a neighbor and the puppy died in his arms.
Oh my
and
gosh.
he was describing it to me. It was Parvo. And he said to me, I don't know anything about this. Like, we don't know things about this. And that's what we are desperately trying to change. Last summer, we did our Punch-Out Parvo series of free vaccine clinics. We're bringing it back. We just finalized the details this last week.
When will that be?
Twice in June.
Okay.
We're working a little bit on the details with the city of Chicago Heights, but it's so critical to get the word out there about that disease and that it's preventable just with vaccines.
Yes.
And so we want to help people by giving those vaccines for free. So that's another thing that your dollars attending the gala or by donating on our website. Those are some of the programs and services that we're doing with your money.
Okay, we have the executive director getting emotional in the studio because you care about what you do.
I do.
Yeah.
And it's hard when people want to do the right thing, but they can't afford it.
Yep.
That's what really gets me.
Yep. So for further information, again, the website is?
SouthSuburbanHumane.org.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Steve.
She's amazing. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet happy and healthy. And they have dogs, too, that they have that are looking for homes, and sometimes cats as well. That's Dog Patch Pet and Feed. You know, the thing is, they used to sell these animals years and years ago, but now they thought years and years ago we're better off to adopt animals that need homes. They've been doing that and doing it successfully. They're at 1108 East Ogden Avenue. Check them out. Not only necessarily if you're looking for a dog, but also check them out because they've got great stuff. Like, you could save $5 per bag on all varieties of natural balanced dog food, 24 pounds or larger, for the entire month of April. That's Dog Patch Pet and Feed, 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville.